of service for this morning is the order of matins, starting on page 32. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord, open thou my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O come, let us worship the Lord. We now speak the responsive introit as printed on your bulletin insert. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high. But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. O Israel, hope in the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. You may be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 31. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the pregnant woman and she who is in labor, together. A great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with pleas for mercy I will lead them back. I will make them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 7. The former priests were many in number, because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently, because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For he was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all, when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests. But the word of oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Please rise. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. They came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. May be seated for the hymn of the day. Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. Amen. The basis for the sermon this morning is from our text from Hebrews, in which Jesus is our high priest. You may be seated. There is a certain similarity between pastors now and priests in the Old Testament. There is a certain similarity. They die. They move on. Perhaps go to another congregation. Their office is not always filled. And you always need another person to fill it. And that there is a certain similarity. Though the Old Testament priests were given to sacrifice, our pastors are not given to sacrifice. The priests came only from one family. Our pastors do not come from just one family, one descendant. Yet there is this similarity, this finality that they will end. That there are gaps. And this goes certainly all the way back to the instructions given for the priests. Not only were they given to sacrifice daily for specific sins, but they set up a day. But was set up for them a day, the Day of Atonement, where once a year, on this only one day of the year, the high priest, only the high priest, would go into the Holy of Holies, the center of the temple where the Ark of the Covenant was, where God's presence sat. But he couldn't just go in there because it was a special day. He was unclean. He was sinful. Before this, he must wash himself. He must get the special linens, the special pure white clothing, wrap himself in them, make a sacrifice for his sins specifically, and then, only then, may the one special chosen high priest enter in. God did provide a way for it to happen. He gave these instructions. It is by his power that he was holy enough to enter. Not the man's, not from everything that he did. But God provided a way. And it worked. Aaron, as the first high priest, brother of Moses. But it, you know, as we do, he died. And so his son came after him and did the same. And so along on down the genealogy. But Christ, as we hear from Hebrews, has the priesthood permanently. No gaps, no imperfections. He was perfectly innocent, unstained. There's no need to make sacrifice for his sins. He can go straight into God's presence. There is this perfect sacrifice on behalf of the people. Himself, as he himself is without blemish, he is more pure than even the lamb upon the altar. And furthermore, he constantly pleads for us. The high priest would go once a year, maybe, or once a day sacrificing, but Christ pleads eternally. And so Christ has supplanted this priesthood and fulfilled it grandly, greatly, and eternally. And we know this. We have it here. But what to do on Sunday morning? I mean, we have ourselves an image of Christ up here. But we cannot sit here and watch him plead for us. That'd make for a boring sermon. We can't just come around no one. So Christ has instituted this special office of pastor. It's not the same as the priesthood, for in baptism we all share in the priesthood. To be a priest meant that you could go before God. We all may go before God and plead with him and pray. We all may ask for our forgiveness and it be given. We all may forgive our brother and know that he is forgiven. We all are priests, in the Old Testament sense. We all have the right, just like in the same way, to eat of the sacrifice, to eat the body and blood of Christ. So no, this man, the pastor, is not simply a priest. See, the pastor shares more fully in this with Christ. We have this priesthood. We have union with Christ as an individual Christian in baptism, baptized into his death, into his resurrection, and into his priesthood, surely. But the pastor has a specific relationship with Christ. We see this as Christ commands it in John chapter 20. Just as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you, he says to the apostles. And the apostles hand this ministry, this office down to the church as a whole. And so the church raises up pastors. Just as Christ was sent by the Father. See, Christ was one with God. And he was one with humanity. He was man and God. That is how God sent him. He was sent to give forgiveness. He was sent to die. He was sent to give the Holy Spirit. He was sent to begin and institute the sacraments. And he was sent to be a servant of all. Pastor, if you think of when we have confession and absolution as during the order of Holy Communion or of the Declaration of Grace with morning service, the pastor stands right there and he begins facing the congregation and he turns to face the altar and he turns to face the congregation. And he turns to face the altar. He goes back and forth, depending on who he is representing, who he is advocating for, who he is speaking on behalf of. See, when he is facing the congregation, he is speaking as one with God, just as Christ was one with God. And when he faces the altar, he is one with the people, with the church, just as Christ was one with the people. He pleads on your behalf in the same way that Christ pleads on your behalf, though it be for a time, certainly on Sunday mornings, but also as he would pray throughout the week on behalf of his congregation, at least daily, if not more. He is here in that absolution to give forgiveness, as Christ gives forgiveness. He's here to give the Spirit in the preaching of the word, in baptism, just as Christ came to bestow his Holy Spirit. He was given to speak the words of the Father and to do his will, just as Christ was given to. And in the same way, he was given to be both a leader, the ruler, but also, more importantly, the servant of all, which never stands below his leadership. So you have this comfort that not only is Christ in heaven pleading before the Father at his throne, saying, "Lord, forgive them. Accept my sacrifice. It was pure, it was holy, it was perfect. It was according to your will. Please forgive them." But you have a man. You have a man right here to do that, that you may see, that may be there as Christ pleading on your behalf. It's not just something that happens in the mind, something that happens in heaven when we cannot see it, but we can experience it. It is real and true as it happens right here. There is no denying. This office of pastor is a sure blessing for his church. A sure blessing of Christ in the midst of his people. This is the job that is given by God specifically for the pastor through Christ. It is the divinely given task that he is appointed with. Sure, he may do other tasks in the church, in the congregation. There are other things he will do. But this is what defines it. All else is from human authority, and it may be right and so, and what should happen. But no matter who is in this office, this happens. There's no denying it. Whomever you call, whomever accepts, whoever God places here through you is there in place of Christ. He is Christ standing before you, and is Christ there to forgive you all of your sins. It is the same act as Jesus doing it before his Father in heaven. And so you may know that not only do you have forgiveness, but you have it constantly. Because it is constantly pleaded for you. Christ has been exalted above the heavens so that he may stand at the feet of his Father, for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. May the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus from now into eternity. Amen. You may be seated for the offering. pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according. No. Please rise for the Te Deum. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we, thine unworthy servants, do give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We praise thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for thine inestimable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we may show forth thy praise not only with our lips, but in our lives, that, walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days, we may enjoy the testimony of a good conscience and the hope of thy favor, be sustained and comforted under the troubles of this life, and finally be received into thine everlasting kingdom, through thine infinite mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord. We offer unto thee our common supplications for the good estate of thy church throughout the world, that it may be so guided and governed by thy good spirit, that all who profess themselves Christians may be led into the way of truth and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace, and in righteousness of life. Send down upon all ministers of the gospel and upon all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Most heartily we beseech thee with thy favor to behold the President and Congress of the United States and all others in authority, and so to replenish them with thy grace, that they may always incline to thy will and walk in thy way. Prosper all good counsels and all just works, that peace and happiness, truth and righteousness, religion and piety may be established among us throughout all generations. We humbly entreat thee also for all sorts and conditions of men, that thou would be pleased to make thy ways known unto them, thy saving health unto all nations. We also commend to thy fatherly goodness all those who are in any way afflicted or distressed in mind, body, or estate, that it may please thee to comfort and relieve them according to their several necessities, giving them patience under their sufferings and a happy issue out of all their afflictions. Especially Ed McCullough, Esther Schweier, Jim McCullough, Joyce Lechner, Aubrey Art, Sean Mendez, Austin Art, Thomas Etzler, the Reverend David and Barbara Bush, Barbara Wolford, Charlotte Davis, Maya Culla, Wanda Schweier, Kenny Miller, and Patricia Lee. Lord of the Church, as this congregation is in a time of pastoral vacancy, grant by your grace that Zion continually be fed by your word, which sustains them unto salvation. Hear us, most merciful God, in these our humble requests, which we offer up unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Bless we the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with us all. may be seated. Well, good morning. Thank you for being here. Quick announcement that after service, we have a special voters meeting to decide again on who to extend a call to. So please stay for that as if you're our voting member. And remember that whoever the person is, it is Christ standing with them. Okay, have a blessed week.